Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Just so you know, I am on the app Cameo, so if you want me to record a birthday message for you
or
a special message for that special someone in your life, all you need to do is give me $150. I'll record a video for you. No. Okay. You can hear my voice for free on the radio 4 hours a day.
Exactly.
Every single day. Plus, I'm not that big of a deal. Why would I be on Cameo? Cameo's this app. You pay celebrities to record a message for you or for someone you love, a friend, something like that. Tons of celebrities are doing this. Kevin from The Office. He made $1 million on Cameo this year.
Shut the front door.
Cameo. He's making $1 million a year.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, people will be like, Kevin from The Office, do the chili thing. It's my friend's favorite scene. And he'll do it. And he charges like...
Oh, my God.
See, he charges like $500 per cameo. Some celebrities...
Kevin from The Office charges five...
He's a very big deal, okay? No, we're not getting into this. Stop it. He's worth every penny, okay?
Okay, sure.
Some celebrities are $2,000. Some celebrities are $20. It just depends. Smokey Robinson is on Cameo. And someone wanted Smokey Robinson to record a Hanukkah message because it's Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Just going to play you the clip here.
This is Smokey Robinson. I know you didn't expect to hear from me. I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jer, and they wanted me to wish you Happy Chinookah. I have no idea what Chinookah is, but Happy Chinookah because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinookah.
So here's the thing. Smokey Robinson, he's not being disrespectful or anything like that.
No, and he's just clueless.
He's not getting canceled. People aren't attacking him. He's just never seen Hanukkah spelt out before.
Right.
But if you look at how Hanukkah's spelt... It's Chinookah. Like,
yeah, if you pronounce it phonetically.
Exactly. So everyone's giving him the benefit of the doubt because it's like, hey, look, he just didn't know. And it was amazing how many other people in the comments were like, I had no idea either.
Yeah.
I would have done the exact same thing. So people not, you know, roasting him in the comment section. Yeah. It's
Plus,
just
he's so sweet with his delivery. You're like, oh, bless your heart.
It's an honest mistake. It happens to everyone.
Can we just go back to this Kevin guy getting $500 per cameo?
No, we can't.
Because I'm upset with this.
Another thing is trending with Cameo right now, though. Dumping someone via Cameo.
Oh,
someone got Bruce Buffer to end their relationship.
It's time for Kaylee to move on.
Love it. Love
that
it.
Is genius. At the same time, like, I don't know if it's, hopefully it's not a long-term relationship, mm-hmm. right? Like, hopefully they weren't dating for like 5 years and then he sends her that's brutal. But if you've been seeing someone for like a couple weeks, maybe a month, it's not too bad. It's
five, 6 months even, right? It's like, I'd way rather get dumped via Cameo than dumped in person on the phone, text message.
So. Yep.
Carrier pigeon, whatever.
Well, at least you know they put some money into it, right?
Like, it's creative. I can respect it. It's like, you know what? I am a little upset that I got dumped, but coming out of the mouth of John Stamos, it stings a little less, right? Like,
what about if Vin Diesel dumped you?
Hey, you're dumped.
Or Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak would be good. All right, let's get the next category up here. The hint for you is you're dumped. See you later. Kyle needs some space, okay? I would pay top dollar for a Guy Fieri breakup video.
Of course you would.
It's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives host Guy Fieri. I'm the mayor of Flavortown. You're the mayor of Dumpsville. Jason doesn't like you anymore. Also, check out this place in New Orleans doing Jamaican chicken the old-fashioned way. I'm Guy Fieri. I have the best wardrobe in the West. Everything I own has flames on it. Sometimes when we have our little chit-chats, we have a good segue to get into the topic we're about to discuss. Sometimes it's clever. Sometimes it's funny.
Sometimes it isn't.
Sometimes we just don't have a segue, though. Like, the thing we're talking about is so weird that you just have to kind of get into it.
Okay.
So here it goes. Remember being a kid and being obsessed with cars in the mall?
I don't know if I was obsessed, but yeah, seeing cars in a mall, it's kind of mind-blowing when you're younger.
I was obsessed with cars in the mall.
Really?
Everyone
Why?
Knows what I'm talking about, right? It's like you're walking in the mall, you turn the corner, there's like a 1995 Honda Accord with all the bells and whistles, right? And it's like, it's either like a dealership promo or like a contest maybe.
Yeah.
Back in the day, there was the Last Hand on the Car Wins It competitions. Mm-hmm. Remember those? Yeah. I was so enthralled by that car.
Well, because it's so out of place. It's right? A car inside of a shopping mall. What?
It amazed me. Also, I was always amazed at how they got it in there.
I saw it once, by the way.
Yeah?
I saw a car getting into the mall, and I was like, oh my God, that's how they do it.
See, like,
it's
when,
literally through the front doors.
When you're six, you're like, how did they build the car in the mall? I don't know why, but like some kids were obsessed with their blankies. Some kids were obsessed with Santa. For me, it was the car at the mall.
Okay.
And one of the best days ever is when they would switch that car out. Because for 6 months, it would be the 97 Honda Accord. All of a sudden, new Toyota 4Runner's in there, and you're like, what? Whoa, when did this happen, Mom? No, we're not going to Zeller's anymore, Mom. We're staying right here, and we're looking at this car. Am I the only one?
Like, I think you might be.
Was I a weird kid for just wanting to go to the mall to stare at the car? And it wasn't like a Lamborghini. It's always just a random generic car, right? Like, I don't know why. And they always had a security guard. Obviously, you don't want anyone stealing the car.
Well, how would you get away?
Right? Exactly. So, like, why was that security guard? And they always had the tethered rope, you know, like the rope around it just to get... If someone, like, what's their end game there if someone steals the car in the mall? Oh, I'll just drive this right out of here. Super easy to maneuver around this mall.
And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
I think we all have that one friend where if you go to their house, you're scared to touch anything because everything in their house is some kind of rare artifact or family heirloom that's impossible to replace.
Remember being like 5 years old and going to an antique store with your parents? That's what going to this friend's house feels like.
First things first, never get drunk at this friend's house. Drunk you does not care about the don't touch anything rule, and drunk you will make guacamole in a bowl that was used by the Vikings to make medicine in the 11th century.
This friend always lives in a crowded space, too. Realtors would call their place charming. That's how small it is. Every move you make, every step, every turn, every blink has the potential for disaster.
You can't even sit down at this friend's place because all of their furniture is from like 1925. Fun fact, this couch belonged to Duke Tyson Hemmingsworth III. It put me back $6,000, but it's totally worth it because it's super uncomfortable and impossible to nap on. Oh, $6,000? Cool. I just spilled salsa on this thing like 4 minutes ago.
That's the thing about this friend is they set you up for disaster. They have all these pristine things, but always serve stuff like red wine, chips and dip, grape juice, just the MVPs of the stain world. So you can't touch anything, sit on anything, or eat anything. Yeah, this friend's parties suck.
Even the stuff you think you're allowed to touch, don't touch it. As soon as you do, this friend will come swooping in. What are you doing? That doorknob is from a monastery in Tibet. How am I supposed to go to the bathroom if I can't touch the doorknob, Dennis? Come on.
Now, if you do wreck something, just delete their number from your phone because you are dead to them. There's no coming back from it. If you run into them on the street, they would be like, oh, it's you. You're looking well, I guess.
I basically live in a museum person. We all have that one friend.
I had an accident last week, so my car is no longer able to drive more than 60 kilometers per hour.
Ooh.
So I have to take 8th Street coming to work instead of Circle Drive, which takes longer, but whatever. It's dead at, you know, 3:30, 4 in the morning. Anyway, I'm driving down 8th Street, got the entire stretch to myself, and I see lights coming up behind me, and I'm like, okay, not a big deal. At first, I was like, maybe it's Clayton. And anyway, the lights get a bit closer, and then I realize as the vehicle pulls out from behind me and goes into the lane beside me that it's a cop.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't catch them just right, the lights on 8th Street in the morning can be ridiculous. Sometimes you get that green all the way down 8th Street, which is absolutely amazing. Today, of course, not so much. So what do I do all the way down 8th Street from basically, where was I? I think I was by Louise, somewhere around there.
And then all the way to Circle?
All the way to Circle, me and a cop next to each other at every red light.
There's like 12 red lights in between there too. Like, that's such an awkward situation.
And I also, really quickly, I did at one point, I think I was going like probably 68, 69.
Oh, criminal. Lock you up,
which,
throw away the key.
First of all, I shouldn't have been because of my car. But second of all, the speeding. And he never gave me, like, he didn't do anything. He just pulled up beside me. And so I did. I just stared straight ahead, wiped my eye, looked at my mittens.
I don't know where I heard this, but for some reason, I'm always under the impression that if you're like over the speed limit by less than 10 kilometers an hour, it's okay,
yeah,
right? They're not going to pull you over.
I've heard that too.
Like, if you're going 70 and a 60, probably pull you over. You're going 69, okay, you're fine. It's 9, not 10.
Yeah.
Like, they're the exact same thing, basically, but in my head, totally different.
I'm fine.
Everyone is different when they pull up to a cop at a red light. Some people just eyes forward, hands 10 and 2.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Am I doing something wrong?
Like, they start worrying, all right? Oh, yeah. Like, oh, how many scrapers do I have in the car? Do I have too many scrapers? What's the law on scrapers? Do I have 3 in here? Is that over the limit?
Is my license plate clean?
You start freaking out a little bit. Other people, like, they like look over. They're very confident. Hey, they're like, "Hello." Like, they do the semi honk your horn.
Can you imagine?
Put the lights on! Come on! For me,
can you imagine doing the roll down your window thing?
Rev your engine. Let's go. Prove it. Like me, personally, I like to look over and just do the head nod. Just do the...
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, I should just look over, make eye contact with them so they know that I'm a good person. And I was too scared.
If that happens again, you get caught like at the red light. Look over, wink at them. Look over, lick your lips a little bit.
Or look over at them, pretend you're sleeping.
Look over, give them the finger guns. Pew, pew. How's it going?
A bunch of people are filing a class action lawsuit against Microsoft. And you may be thinking, ha, good luck. Well, no, it turns out it's going ahead. And basically, between 1998 and 2010, Microsoft is being accused of illegally increasing prices on certain Microsoft products. Yeah, I don't know how, if you're Microsoft and you increase the cost of something that you produce, is that against the law? Obviously, I have not read into the fine details of this lawsuit, but anyway, I thought that sounded pretty normal to me for companies to increase prices, but no.
I'm going to go ahead and say it is against the law, because if it wasn't, I don't think this class action lawsuit would be happening right now.
No.
It's kind of like the bread situation with Loblaws like 2 or 3 years ago. Remember when people found out that the bread was being charged more and they're like, okay, we're going to give you guys all a $25 gift card.
Well, that's the thing with this one, the Microsoft one as well. It's basically saying if you bought a Microsoft product between 98 and 2010, you are eligible to take part in this lawsuit and get some money back. So it's on specific items, MS-DOS operating systems, Office Productivity Suite, Excel spreadsheet apps, word processing applications, blah, blah, blah. There's a list of things, but the kicker is with the bread rebate, $25 gift card, no questions asked.
Pretty good.
With this one, same thing, no questions asked, no receipts needed. Did you buy a Microsoft Office product? But the bread rebate was a clear $25. This one is like $13, $8 if you bought the Office app.
It depends on the program that
basically
you got. So I tried to get this rebate earlier today. I did the whole sign up. I gave them all my information and everything like that. But when you get to the specific programs part, like, okay, what program did you get from us? Me sitting there not buying any Microsoft programs, just trying to get free money.
Bread. I bought bread.
2.0? 2.1. Vista. I don't know. I have Windows 98. Just give me the money, please. For kids, Christmas season means rushing to finish that big project before the Christmas break, right? Remember the few weeks before Christmas? You get that 2 weeks off from school.
So good.
But the 2 weeks leading up to that 2 weeks off is super stressful because you got this project, you got that project. The teacher kind of piles on all the homework before the big break. Would your mom ever help you out with those big projects before they were due?
Man, that's so long ago. I don't even remember elementary school. So are you talking like elementary or high school?
I'm talking both.
Okay. Like I had some help sometimes, but I think a lot of times I was left to my own devices, which is fine.
I think grades 1, 2, and 3, when your mom's helping you out, even if she does like the whole project, I'm not talking like a math test or a grammar test or something like that. If your mom was doing that for you, come on.
Yeah.
But I'm talking like dioramas and big poster board projects. Grades 1, 2, and 3, maybe grade 4, your mom can help you out, maybe do most of it. But I think at grade 5...
No, most of it?
There was always that one kid in elementary school...
That's brutal.
You could just tell that their mom did the entire thing. Like diorama day. Remember diorama day back in elementary? Everyone's diorama, pretty bad. Let's be honest here. We're in grade 5. Like, you know, we're doing the best we can. But that one kid would come in, best diorama ever. It's got lights. It's got little mini robots. It's like, okay, Timmy, your mom obviously did that for you. The whole class would know. Everyone knows that Timmy's mom did that.
Exactly.
Except for the teacher. The teacher had the blinders on, right? Oh, Timmy, I'm so proud of you. This
well
is amazing.
Done.
A plus for you. Everyone else in the class. But Timmy's mom did it.
It's obvious.
I'm sitting here with my 74. Timmy gets 100 because his mom did it. Like, you had that kid in elementary, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Every elementary school had it. So, like, what's your stance on it? Like, you're a mom now. Are you going to be helping Fiona out a lot with her projects?
Helping. Is the key word. I'm not doing them for her. I will help her. Like, if she needs an idea, we can brainstorm or something, and maybe, you know, I'll do some cutting or glue sticking. But I don't think it's right for parents to completely do it for their kids.
See, I'm a bit worried because I'm a perfectionist. Like, everything needs to line up. You know that. Hey, I'm very organized. So if I see my kid doing a diorama and they're just butchering it, I'm going to have a tough time sitting there like,
I know.
The clouds are uneven. The clouds are uneven.
Well, it's that whole thing when you see somebody doing something and you know you could do it better. You're just like, give it here. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Exactly.
But you can. You have to let them learn failures and successes.
But it's so hard. I'm not even a parent. Like, I'm an uncle, and I'm seeing my nephew do some things out of Lego. I'm like, no, buddy, I got this. I got this. Yeah. You're doing the roof all wrong, man. Tom Cruise currently filming the movie Mission Impossible 7 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, on the set of this movie, people behind the scenes were not following the COVID protocols and the safety regulations. And Tom Cruise lost his dang mind.
I don't ever want to see it again! Ever! And if you don't do it, you're fired! And if I see you do it again, you're f***ing gone!
Hey.
And anyone on this crew does it! That's it! And you too! And you too! And you! If you ever do it again!
Whoa. Earmuffs.
That's it! No apologies! You can tell it to the people that are losing their homes! Because our industry is shut down! It's not going to put food on their table! Or pay for their college education! So I'm sorry, I'm beyond your apologies! I have told you, and now I want it! And if you don't do it, you're out! We are not shutting this movie down!
Whoa.
He's not disappointed. He's just mad.
He's flipping that, hey?
Wow.
Good on him for losing it on people not following the rules, right? Like, maybe he took it to the extreme a bit.
He probably, you know, was a little too expressive, but you know what?
A diva.
In the situation where they're able to go back to work, and like he said, he's... The production of this movie is putting food on people's tables because the movie industry has been hit too by COVID. For people not to follow protocols, it's risky because they could be shut down. He just really likes to overreact, this guy.
He's really passionate. Like the last part there. Wow.
We are not shutting this movie down.
Whoa.
Okay.
Also, like the person who recorded that and leaked it.
That's always kind of greasy.
Snitches get stitches, bud. Snitches get stitches.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.